This is exactly right.
Forgive me for interrupting. I'm Bridger Weiniger, host of I Said No Gifts on Exactly Right. Each week, I invite my favorite people in comedy over to chat, and they always bring a gift. We're coming up on our 200th episode, and every episode is a gem. I have welcomed all kinds of great guests, including Cola Scola, Bowen Yang, Robbie Hoffman. It goes on and on and on. And you don't want to miss the 200th episode with the great Maria Bamford. What does she bring me? Find out April 25th. New episodes every Thursday. Follow I Said No Gifts wherever you get your podcasts.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here to tell you that this podcast we recorded with Deborah DiGiovanni, we recorded it a few days before Prince passed.
Yeah.
So we just wanted to say we talk about Prince in this episode. We didn't know yet that, you know,
that he would die in a couple
days. Yeah. So it's kind of a weird, I guess we want to record this so we're not like weirdly aloof about Prince in the episode.
Yeah, he wasn't dead when we recorded this, and he's still alive in our hearts now.
And he is alive for fucking ever. Mm-hmm. That's for sure.
So get in your little red Corvette and enjoy this episode.
Yeah, fucking rock some Prince after this.
Yes.
For us.
Yes.
And for him.
Get it.
I'm Barbara Gray, and you guys talk about Hillary being in with big corporations as though getting high and going to Target isn't the best thing in the fucking world.
I'm Brandy Posey, and no matter how expensive it is, if you wear enough perfume, it all ends up smelling like badly disguised zombie.
I'm Tess Barker, and I baked lemon bar so good, I might propose to myself.
And this is Lady to Lady.
Can you keep a secret?
Neither can we.
We got Barbara Gray. We got a show for everyone that's the fucking best. Come on, baby, it's time to hang out with your favorite ladies. Ladies and ladies, ladies and ladies.
Hey, everybody, welcome to the show.
I'm Tess.
I'm Barbara. I'm Brandy.
Hi.
I'm Barbara.
I'm Barbara.
I'm Barbara.
I'm Barbara. I'm Brandy. And go see Barbara at the Crom Atlanta Comedy Festival May 20th and 21st.
Hot Atlanta.
Awesome.
Hot Atlanta. And I have a show every Friday at Desano Pizza called Sauce. Come see it. 8 p.m.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'll plug my weekly show too. Come to my storytelling show on Monday nights at Colorado Wine Company.
Yeah. Get drunk on wine on her Monday show, then keep getting drunk every night and then eat pizza Friday.
Yeah, so get so hungover. Yeah, 4 days worth of hangover saved up.
Yeah. Ooh, the pizza will be so good though.
Build the time machine, go to Picture This on May 14th, which is a Saturday, and then take it back to one of their shows.
Oh, shit.
Our shows will probably be going on
subsequently.
Yeah.
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 So don't go to any shows until that week. And then get all three of our shows.
You got to figure it out.
It's fine. Oh, also, I am planning a national tour that's going to start on May 28th and go until the 4th of July. And I'm going to be hitting about 20 cities during that time. Go to brandyposey.com for all of those dates.
Where are you ending July 4th, you know?
Driving back to LA, baby. I've timed it, so I'm going to be driving past Vegas around 10 p.m., which is fireworks will be happening.
Oh, that's perfect.
That's brilliant.
Yeah, I feel pretty good about it. So I'm going to be all over the place this summer. So
I drove past Dodger Stadium while the fireworks were happening on Friday night, and it just made my heart swell. Like, I felt like the Grinch, like, because you guys know how I like summer.
Yeah.
And it was just like, fireworks, Friday night.
All right, well, let's bring our guest, see how she feels about fireworks. She's a hilarious comedian. You just saw her at the Moon Tower Comedy Festival in Austin. Deborah DiGiovanni.
Hello. My people are here. Yeah. Wonderful.
Yeah,
fireworks, take them or leave them. No, I'm kidding. I'm lying. They're wonderful.
I was going to say, fireworks.
Magic. Pros,
right? But also, though, don't. Stop trying to take pictures of them, everyone.
Enjoy them. Thing. You know what? There are people, but you're either the kind of person that does that or you're not.
Yeah.
Are we all not pictures of fireworks?
No, God.
I think I probably used to try.
Really?
But it's like trying to take a picture of the moon. Yeah. It's just never going to work out.
You know what you need to do? You need to Google drone footage of firework display shows.
Okay.
And then you will never take a photo again because it's amazing.
Oh,
people
shit.
Will fly
That's
their
cool.
drones in the middle of fireworks. It's really cool. And that you watch that and you're like, oh, that's all I ever needed to see. And then just watch them in real life.
That's
your
a great
photos
tip.
Will never be that cool.
That sounds like quite the high activity.
Yeah.
That's like when we
also you might enjoy them sober.
we went
camping, and like there was this incredible shot. We all went and looked. There was an incredible shot of the moon over the lake. It was like reflecting on the lake. There's a little light to the side, and I was just like, I don't want to take a picture of this. I just want to, like, you know, experience this. Hear all the animals, and like I've been like thinking about that moment a lot. You know.
Yeah, I think that a lot. I kind of feel bad because I don't take pictures, and I am like a picture mooch. Because I think that, like, it's kind of a privilege to not be the one taking the pictures because you get to soak it all in. And I feel like I just let other people send me their pictures.
But that's okay, though, because there's always there's usually somebody taking it. So who cares?
Yeah, I forget to take pictures because I'm an old woman. And for me, like, still pictures in my head, I'm always like, I have to develop them. So I wouldn't take pictures. Because I was like, it costs money. So my brain, I forget to take pictures.
Really?
Yeah. And my twin sister was always the big camera person. So she would always take pictures. And then I had the pictures.
So you had a built-in.
Yeah,
that
I just that was exactly. I had a built-in photographer.
We mooch off the others.
Exactly.
No, wait. So you're a twin, and you said that she's your exact opposite?
Exact opposite. Like, so, we don't even look like sisters.
Really?
No one even guessed we were related.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Do you guys have opposite personalities?
Winning. Totally, completely. The thought of, if she had to, like, talk in front of a group of people, she would probably die before it happened. She wouldn't, it would never happen. Like, she's married with 3 children. She's a born-again Christian.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. very different.
How old were you guys when she became a born again Christian?
We were about 25.
So you had, she'd been like an adult with you.
She'd been like all awesome and fun, and then like became a born again Christian.
Yikes.
Yeah, I know. Man. Whatever, ruins everybody.
Yeah,
ruins good sisters. That's for sure.
Because I would admit, like, it's got to be weird too. Like, because I feel like when you're older or younger than your sibling, there's a built-in dynamic But when you're the exact same age,
I mean, I shared a bedroom until we were like 19, until we went away to college, and stuff. That was it. Like, we, you know, built-in best friend, right? That was
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
But that's done now. Anyway, is it too soon to cry in the podcast?
No.
All right.
We're
trying to get it one in within 5 minutes.
Good deal.
So. Yes. Good deal. Awesome.
I'm good. Oh, that timing.
Are you a good sharer?
Yeah, I am. I think, like, I mean, like, emotional sharing, or like, what do you mean? Like, just sharing stuff?
Like, you're
stuff?
I guess because as a twin, you had to, like,
I am. I'm a good sharer, but I also am very much now, like, I like to be alone. I'm very independent. I even was as a child, because everything, you know, when you share a uterus, you're like, I want my own stuff, like, desperately, right. I think. Uh-huh. So I'm good at sharing, but I also really like to be alone. Like, my favorite story, and I remember this, going to, like, you know, JK, like, the first year of school, and my sister was always kind of the scaredy cat. She was always the one that was, you know, she was a little shy kind of girl. And, you know, first day of school, she's weeping at my mother's feet. And I basically walked in the classroom, turned over, and threw a "see up" over my shoulder and just walked in. And I always was, like, I was always desperate to be alone. So, yeah. Still. Nice. Although it's gone too far, though, now. Yeah. Company would be good now.
I know. I hate that when you kind of, like, put yourself in that little zone, and then it's hard to get out of.
Yes, you know what I mean? That old Greta Garbo famous, you know, I don't want to be alone. I want to be left alone. But yeah, not alone, but left alone.
Oh, I think that's the first time I've heard that quote. That's fantastic.
Yeah, that's a good deal. Quote.
I told you I'm an old woman. Yeah. Anyway, let's move on.
That's how I feel when I'm hungry.
Yeah.
Like, nothing can
fix it. Don't touch me!
Somebody help me.
Oh, God.
I was talking to my friend the other day about, like, how funny it is how any plan I make, I just don't want to happen. And we've talked about this before, but it's just like anything on my calendar, I'm like, man, if that doesn't happen, I will be so excited.
I know. What is wrong with
us? And it's like, oh, if I can just lay in my room and do absolutely nothing and be an asshole, it'll be amazing.
Do you think that's everybody, or do you think that's because we live such social lives?
I think, I'm sure that has a lot more to do with it.
I think so too.
I think it's exacerbated for us.
Yeah. Way more than just the regular.
Because you know
person.
You're going to see people. Yeah.
Built
You're
in.
Gonna see
every
people
day.
All
every
the
day.
Time.
Yeah. See everybody every day.
Well, certainly for me, like, bars. I mean, my entire adult life, bars. I mean, of course, I like partying and stuff, but bars have never been, like, a fun thing where, like, I really am going to seek out going to a bar, because it's like, that's part of our work.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not like, I already go there all the time.
Yeah. Oh, wow. To go for no reason and pay for parking and not, like, no.
Yeah. Definitely.
I will say, okay, this is a good transition into my I'm back.
Oh, no.
I just, like, so I went through a breakup a while ago, and I've been, like, very, like, you know, like, all the women are independent or whatever. And now I'm like, no, I want to fuck or whatever. So I went on Tinder.
Just want to pause real quick and just say, I think it was 2 weeks ago that you said you were going to wait till November.
Yep.
Yep. But now it's summer.
1 week ago.
It was 1 week.
Yeah. It's bam. Something changed in me and I was like, this needs to happen. So it hasn't, but I'm on Tinder and it's awful.
Have you Tindered before?
Yes.
Okay.
But I think I'm in a different place now. I am only swiping on guys who I'm actually attracted to. Because I think before I was like swiping on guys who I was like, yeah, I think they would like me. And now I'm like, you're hot.
What's Bumble? Isn't that the one where the
Bumble is where the girl has to talk first. Oh, but okay. I don't like that. I'm like, no, you talk. I don't want to fucking talk.
Oh, I thought people liked Bumble.
They do, but I don't.
You don't.
But also it shows you people you know, which is like the number one rule against what I don't want. Right.
I want strangers, please.
I don't want Facebook friends. I keep getting like people I see at open mics. I'm like, no.
Oh, God. Boner killer.
Yeah. Fuck no.
You got to get on the famous one. How do you get invited to the famous one?
I was talking to Claire O'Kane about it.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, there's a famous Tinder.
Oh, people.
And like, who did she say was on it? Like, oh, God, I can't remember. Like James Franco and stuff like that.
Stop it. But yeah. You should fuck him, I think.
Just
that would
to like,
be
a little
idea.
Bit gossipy right now.
Oh,
like,
please.
James Franco, like, if you put your mind to it, you could fuck him. I'm dead.
I don't
curious.
Really want
this
to.
This is doable. He is doable.
He don't need Tinder to fuck James Franco.
I like his little brother, too. What's his little brother? Dave Franco. He's a cutie pie.
Raya.
Dave Franco is really hot.
He's adorable.
Yeah. I forgot about
James is cute.
The smaller Franco.
Yeah, he's cute. More accessible.
Yeah, the bite-sized Franco.
I don't want to fuck a celebrity.
Franco. Like a humble Franco.
It's like I'm...
Less crazy.
Yeah.
I'm in that weird place where I'm like, so I remember how it was before where I would just fuck like guys who sucked and then I would feel bad about myself. And I don't want to do that now.
Yeah.
So I'm like trying to like be smarter about it and not care, you know what I mean, and have like the upper hand. So I'm like trying to navigate it differently, but I don't know.
Now, are you trying to just like get laid?
I think so, but I don't know because I feel I'm worried about like, you know what I mean?
The emotions.
I just don't want to, because that's never been easy for me. So it's like, I don't want to pretend that.
How
that's
long was your last relationship, the one you broke up?
A year and a half.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah.
It's been a minute. And I hope you're not listening to this, and I'm sorry if you are, because he's great and I still like him a lot.
Yeah.
But
we're
both like kind of, you know, out there looking. So.
Yeah.
You're Kristen Fine. If you like, you can't listen to your ex's podcast a month after you break up.
I know. I hope to God he's not, because I would really feel terrible.
Still download episodes.
Oh, sure.
But then delete
Give
them.
Us those numbers.
Yeah. Baby.
Actually, this is such a weird Hollywood thing that happened, but he recently got an agent, and they emailed me to have him do the show Sauce, and I was like,
no.
And I was like, oh boy. And I got like real. I was like, yes, my ex-boyfriend can do the show. Thank you. And I said that. Yes, I will book my recent ex-boyfriend. And she was like, oh.
Oops.
It was just like such a gross. I was like, ew, this is awful.
That's such a Hollywood moment.
It was disgusting.
Wow.
He didn't do it. He didn't like tell. She was just asking random people.
So who's this agent that has time to like be emailing about unpaid shows? That's a hustler.
A good one.
Yeah.
So I've talked to a few guys on Tinder. And there's one guy that I'm kind of excited about. We haven't met yet, but we talked on the phone for like an hour.
Ooh.
Yeah, which whatever. And he seemed cool. But he did this thing that I thought was really cute. We realized we lived really close to each other.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, yeah, I'm on this street. You know, and he's like, oh, I drive up that street every night to go home.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next day I was like, oh, like, you don't forget to wave when you drive up the street.
Aww.
And he was like, oh, I'll be honking. And I was in my kitchen and I heard like, beep, 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 beep,
oh,
like,
okay.
And I was
that
like,
is cute. Is that not cute?
I thought it was really cute.
Yeah,
I like that.
And I was like, oh my God, I think that was him. And I saw like the tail end of his car.
Yeah. Oh.
And then I like looked at my phone and he had said like, oh, I'm going to be honking in a second.
Oh man.
And I was just like, oh.
Did it sound like that?
Yeah,
very
exactly.
Like a defeated fart.
And it was like very adorable, especially because we haven't like met. I don't know. You know?
That's cute.
Yeah.
I mean, that is like romantic to like hear someone.
And follow through.
Yeah.
And follow through. I did. I'm going to say I did.
It was like he cared. Like he was like thinking enough to do it, which is like such a small gesture, but it's still.
That's
adorable.
Where it's at, though, is the small gestures.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think this speaks a lot for him. But he's going to turn out to be an asshole.
Yeah, we'll see.
Enjoy this while it lasts.
But that's what sucks about the internet is literally, so like Tinder hooks you up to their Instagram now, so you can look at their Instagram and find out way more than you should know.
Like, you were going to
that's
anyway.
An interesting
Here,
aspect,
take a step
though.
Out of it.
That's exactly. Yeah. We'll save you a click. Okay, thank you. But that's kind of
immediately
interesting,
it was like scroll ex girlfriend. Okay,
yeah,
like, and it was like so bad, and I was just like, Jesus Christ, I should not.
What
see
filters
all this.
Does he use? You know what I mean, this is what we want to know.
Is he like an Amari kind of guy?
He's like a Nashville.
Right.
No filters. He's the keeper. Am I right? So honest and bold.
No Instagram. He's a keeper. I think.
Oh right.
Yeah.
Oh god.
That's the ultimate keeper.
Yeah.
I don't know though. At this day and age, I don't know if I want some.
Yeah, that's a little too much.
Although
I know Facebook is good.
No Facebook. Sean has recently started Snapchatting.
Oh no.
And it's. I know. He's just always Snapchatting our dogs.
I think. Do we need to do that?
I hope not. I rebel against it. I don't want to.
I've seen people who
I just don't
want
to.
It.
It's.
Don't
I don't
do
know.
It.
Like, don't
do
we already give enough away? Like, it's just my brain is like, I just don't feel like it. Maybe that's just very lazy of me, but I don't want to.
How it's many like going out to a bar every night?
Yeah,
it's the same thing. It's just like I feel like I'm constantly outputting enough.
Yeah.
We're performing all the time.
Yeah.
We have podcasts, tweeting, Facebook. I can handle not doing one more thing.
Yes, exactly. I'm okay.
But then
with
I do see some of Sean's Snapchats, and they are pretty funny.
I think it's one of those things where if you figure out how to like make it,
work. Yeah, because that's if it's not like brilliant, then stop. Do you know what I mean? Like, if you're not being really entertaining, then you
oh my
should
God.
Definitely stop.
That needs to be crocheted. If it's not brilliant,
it's not
then
stop.
Stop.
That is such a good crochet.
Let's make a pillow. Let's make a pillow.
Yeah. It's okay to give up.
Yeah. Okay, I want to know, though, are Tinders, like, are there a lot of crazy dudes, though? Like, do you get all the ones that I see posted all the time of the psychotic men?
I think if you're like good at screening, then it's easier.
Because
I've been like pretty good. You can tell what someone's like from their fucking pictures.
Yes,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
They're very easy to like read, I think. So I think I'm pretty good at like kind of like figuring out who's crazy and who's not. But a lot of the thing is, it's weird. A lot of times you'll match with somebody, and I'm like I said, I was like, I'm not going to message first because whatever.
Yeah.
And then they won't message you. And you're like, what the fuck is the point? I don't know what's
going
on.
We both match.
Yeah. But I think a lot of guys do it to every girl too. So it's kind of like weird.
No. Guys.
Can you imagine? It's a numbers game.
It's a numbers game, baby.
But one guy today I was talking to, and then he was like, we were just chatting a little bit, and I said, I don't know, whatever. He had looked up some of my standard or something, and he was like, well, I'd love to like go to Taco Bell with you sometime, I think, because I referenced it in my in my stand-up. And he's like, but just so you know, I'm just looking for friends right now in here. And I was like, why?
Friends?
On Tinder?
Get out.
Fuck
That's
off.
Weird.
Yeah.
Join a hiking group, asshole.
Yeah, like.
Or whatever it is.
And
take
I said,
a class.
Yeah,
right?
Seriously. Yeah.
Read a book.
Friends is stupid. Like,
make
if
a that, pot.
If that's his code word for something, grow up and just say,
also,
you know,
maybe that's
it. It's like, come on, just
if
say fuck
If that's really
buddies,
your intention, then you should say it on your little like profile thing. Like, say that.
Don't waste my time.
Ew.
Yeah, but I was
like being the only person who's wearing clothes at the nude beach.
Yeah.
Get out.
Yeah. Okay. I'm just looking for some fresh air.
Really?
Yeah. You know what I mean? Get out. It's weird.
And it's like, yeah, fuck off.
Yeah.
And then I was like, are you rejecting me? Like before we've even like fuck you. So I got really annoyed and I was like, do you really mean that or are you just not interested? And he was like, no, I really am just looking for friends. I'm just weird. And I was like, okay.
Yes,
I was like, I don't see my regular friends ever.
Maybe he gets a boner
from
being friend zoned. Maybe he likes being friend zoned, and that's a part of how he gets off.
Oh.
He's just like, oh, I'm gonna write a journal about you for 3 years. And then
that would
he just likes to pine.
Yeah. Yeah, he's a piner.
Really convenient fetish.
Yeah, it would be.
Very tidy, no problems at all.
Yeah,
although
exactly.
I like pining too, though. Pining is sort of fun, isn't it?
Yeah. Pining is fun.
Like, I'm fully obsessed, like junior high school obsessed with a model on Instagram. I'm not joking. Like it's trouble. It's getting to the point where I'm like, you have to stop. You have to stop. Oh my God. He's so hot. His name is Christopher Mason. Oh my fucking Christ. He's so like there is this, he's got like this little like vine or something where all he does, he's chewing gum, he loosens his tie, and I swear to you, I jerk off to that 3 times a week. That's all he does. And I'm like, he makes me crazy.
He's so hot.
He makes me crazy.
He looks
also,
like
though,
the guy on Sons of Anarchy.
Yeah. Yes. Listen, and also, remember, what's his face? From Sex and the City, Samantha's hot young one.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Smith, Jarrett.
Oh,
that is
very
definitely
Smith, yeah.
Like, that is clearly, it's something I enjoy. The California blonde,
the baby
hair.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh god, yeah.
It's hard not. Oh, I'm sorry, but if you have gorgeous blue eyes and some facial hair,
yeah, I'm
gonna
come. I'm sick. I know. Yes, I'm just. That is it. That's it. That's it. That's the formula right there. Done.
We've solved it. Pining is fun. Yeah. It's fun to, like,
as long as it's conscious pining, yeah, and you, yeah, know that it's just pining. You know,
oh,
what,
yeah,
I mean?
Yes.
Like, yeah. Like, if it's, yeah, not like, if you know, if you're not like a sicko about it, but there is something about, mm-hmm, crushes, I think, that are, yeah, delightful.
And
but
there's something kind of relieving, mm-hmm, about knowing that nothing will ever happen of it, because, yeah, then that pressure is gone, and it's just like, oh,
yeah,
yeah.
I mean, we've talked about this before, but I am not somebody who doesn't like to know. I need to know. Like,
to know.
I just don't. I don't just crush.
No, Barbara has a long history, yeah, of, like, secret admirer.
She smashes. Barbara smashes.
Yeah. Oh, I don't crush. I smash. I go in for the kill. So I'm not good at it. I'll pine for a second, but it does not.
Okay.
So, like, would you, like, last long?
So, like, this Instagram model, like, would you, like, make your intentions known? What would you,
well,
do?
I mean,
I don't even
somebody,
like his pictures.
Somebody
that's
I don't know is different.
You don't even like, yeah, his pictures?
No.
Ooh,
he's
hard
got
to 75,000
million. I'm like, no, I won't let him know. Strange old woman hiding in her apartment. Like, no.
That's
too
so
forward.
Funny.
Oh, that's amazing.
But, like, well, so you have a crush, not, and then you're going to throw down. You're going to let,
oh,
it,
yeah,
let it know.
I definitely.
That's nice,
I'm,
though.
I'm pretty forward.
Good
so.
For you.
I mean, even you, we've had, say, French Stewart, Barbara's high school crush, on the show. And
stop it.
Yeah. And, yeah.
High school crush. We went to high school together.
No, they didn't. But you did write him a letter when you were a teenager.
Oh,
my God.
I never sent it, but I did write him a letter.
Oh my god, amazing, amazing.
But we had him on, I told him I used to like him, and he was very sweet about
it. He was
it.
Lovely about it.
He was just happy you weren't writing him prison letters. That's what
I
mostly
did
happens.
With, Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
Oh,
I did,
yeah.
Oh,
Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
That, I have to do that every time. Thank you, Matt McCarthy. Yep. Every, mm-hmm, time. Joseph Gordon-Levitt. Love,
yeah,
it. But I, this is years ago, I was at a club in Canada, and he was shooting a movie called The Lookout, maybe? I can't remember. Good, yeah, movie though. It's actually a pretty good movie.
Mm-hmm.
And it was shot in Winnipeg, which is a terrible town in Manitoba. It's awful. God bless you. And a friend of mine and a fellow comedian was also in the movie. He brought him to the club. And this is sort of this is like just as there was a resurgence of Joseph Gordon-Levitt. You know, like when,
yeah,
he,
yeah,
now,
yeah,
know,
when he,
right,
came out like hot.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Like he was a child.
Hair,
he went,
like,
away, mm-hmm, grew up and came back. And that's literally, I think my exact words were like, "You grew up nice." Like in a terrifying, uh-huh, terrifying,
like,
fashion.
Like borderline predatory.
Oh, goodness. I couldn't, like, I was like, well, I should go then. I should go. I mean, I was just an idiot.
Yeah. You said, yeah, you grew up nice to his,
I,
face?
I think that's, like, awesome. Those words, they sprung out of me. I'm not going to lie.
Like a ripe,
oh,
tomato,
no,
you look,
yeah,
delicious.
Really, it was, but he did, though. He really, anyway, let's move on.
I have
even French Stewart disease, 6 degrees. It's all good.
Right? Yeah. They're friends, actually.
They're buddies. They're buddies.
Are they still in,
yeah,
real life?
Yeah.
Double,
yeah,
they hang out. I know. Let's do it. French actually commented on that. I wrote that Hillary status, and he wrote something. Oh, I was like, I'm dying to sell out or something.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, I will sell. I want to sell out too. I will sell cigarettes to babies.
Oh, he's the best guy.
This might be, like, meant to be. I mean,
yeah,
really,
I mean, he's married.
Yeah. He's our buddy.
How old would
him.
He be now? Like, what,
he's,
is he? Is he
probably in his
50s?
Almost 50.
Okay. Maybe almost 50. Maybe. He's got a,
yeah,
little girl. His daughter's, yeah, like, young. She's like,
yeah,
three.
Yeah. He's a really sweet guy.
Yeah, he's awesome. Cool. Yeah. Nice. Really awesome, like, theater actor. We love, mm-hmm, French.
Good deal.
Yeah, he's great.
Yeah.
All right, nice.
I've been cooging out.
See, yeah, even that I needed to, like, some kind of resolution.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
Yeah,
no, but that's totally. That's what I mean. Like, he was a famous person who ultimately came into your life.
Yeah.
Through your persistence. So.
Well, I mean, you found him, but,
yeah,
yes.
But I,
yeah,
wouldn't have found him had I not been aware of,
right,
exactly.
Right.
You manifested it in,
yeah,
some way.
For sure.
Yeah.
Good to know.
What were you going to say?
Oh, you've
been cooging out?
Cooging out. Pretty hard on Justin Bieber.
Coogan out. Oh, okay.
Yeah,
oh.
Coogering.
I thought you meant Steve Coogan.
Oh,
yeah. Oh, I mean, who I absolutely fucking
so
love.
So do
I.
I love
him
too.
In a heartbeat.
Yeah,
I,
yeah, love him too.
So hot. Yeah, I would coog out on Cougar.
I would coog out.
So.
But I can't. Coogan's older than me.
Yeah.
I can't coog, yeah, out.
Yeah, he also, no, has a crazy hot model girlfriend.
I bet.
Anyway.
Okay, can attractive. We just be honest about Justin Bieber? Because people are like, what? I'm like, if you don't think he's hot, you're wrong.
Thank,
like,
you.
I'm sorry.
Thank,
okay,
you.
Okay, maybe not every picture we see. Sometimes his style
no,
is a little...
No, but he's a hot
But
person.
I think it was, like, honestly yesterday that some little boy was like, my Justin, and the picture, I stared at it for several minutes.
Right?
And
I'm starting to feel like a real creep about it because I have jerked off to it a couple of times and he's only like 21 years old. Like, but he's so hot. Like, and I actually love his dirtbag style. Like, I love his showing underwear and his shitty tats.
He's very K-fed. He's very K-fed.
Have you seen that?
Yes.
Good penis. seriously. Like, that is, yeah, don't be ashamed of that one at all. That, like, good
is
work,
it okay?
Pal. It is a good penis. Yeah, it really is. Very
oh, I
nice.
Know the penis is okay.
Really, it's all right. Okay, I met him. Now, let me tell you this. This is, it's, I've done a joke about it. It's on my special, so anyone that's seen it, I feel stupid for saying it, but I'm going to, it's a true story. Okay, I, in Canada, in Toronto, we did a music show that was like, you know, basically just like Talking Heads. It was called Video on Trial. We made fun of videos, right? And it was me and a whole bunch of people, but like I was essentially one of the stars of the show. And then every year, the music network would have a big party every year. Mm-hmm. And one year, you know, Justin was at the party and I was in the hall just standing there like a psycho. And then his people were like, Justin's coming through, clear the hall. But I didn't move. I was like, you can go around, Bieber. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Stand right here.
Sure, seriously.
And then they didn't clear the hall. And this is a long time ago now. So like he was probably only about 17 when this happened. And he walked past me. I instantly was like, oh God. He walked past me and I just kind of stood there going, la, da, not, don't. I didn't even look over at him. Then he stopped, turned around, came back over to me and said, Deborah. And I was like,
whoa.
My name's Deborah. I'm Deborah. And he was like, I love you on that show.
No.
And we shook hands. And I'm not joking.
Oh, wow.
He spoke to me. This is my, I'm not kidding. This is my response. I was literally like a girl. I was probably like 38 at the time. And I couldn't form words. I couldn't form words. And then and one of my friends was like, do you know what you just did? I was like, no, I don't know what happened there. I don't
I
know what happened.
Out.
I blacked out. That's amazing.
That is absolutely
adorable. Adorable. Shook my hand, knew my name. I mean, seriously.
It was, oh my God.
Yeah.
You're bank, both bank, so cute.
Number one for a really long time.
Is that right? Yes. The dreads, the blonde dreads.
Oh, come on.
Get
he's
in
dirty.
Here.
He needs to be, he needs some manners, and I will teach them to him. Like, that is what it is.
This is the thirstiest podcast
I know. Oh, my God.
We are thirsty today.
It's the heat. It's the heat.
We'll be back. We'll be back in a sec. We're going to quench. Quench.
We're going to have to go hose them off.
Oh, God. We're exactly. Get the hose. Yeah.
Hey, we're back on Lady to Lady. I'm Brandy.
I am Barbara.
I'm Tess.
And we're here with Deborah D. Giovanni.
That's me.
And, whew, you guys.
Pulling down.
Down.
Oh, goodness.
All right, we're going to play a game with you. I told you I was out there writing questions.
I love
you.
Quizzes. I love it. Oh, my God.
This is very open-ended.
Okay, good.
So, yes. Let's all right. Play our theme.
No, red or wrong.
Who, what, where, when? Who, what, where, when?
Good. All right. So that's the game.
Okay. Bieber should cover that. Yes. Here, a Bieber cover. Yeah.
If you're listening.
Yeah. Who does it best?
It.
Whatever
this
that means
is
to you.
All as open to interpretation as you'd like.
Who does it best? Oh, God. Okay, right now I would say Pete Holmes.
Mm.
God, he makes me laugh.
I haven't seen
He makes me laugh like to the point where I sometimes I go, I should leave the room. I have to leave the room because I'm going to ruin everything because my laugh gets... Do you know what I mean? Like, I have a very big loud laugh and he just... Mm-hmm. He's my favorite. He's silly. He's a weirdo, but he's also a brilliant writer. Mm-hmm. Right now, for me, he does it best.
Yeah.
Cool. I haven't seen him do stand-up forever.
Oh.
Yeah, it's been a while.
Well, he's busy. He's doing a show.
Yeah.
It's probably been maybe 8 months for me. No, yeah. Maybe less than that, but fuck, he makes me laugh.
I love those comics that can still just make you just forget that you're even a comedian.
Yes.
And
laugh like a regular person.
Yeah.
People may not know this, but comics, it's harder to make us laugh.
It really is. We agree and not along.
Exactly.
We're like, yes. Your math checks
appreciate.
Out.
Yes. Yeah.
I think I'm actually a pretty big laugher for a comic.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I am definitely.
Yeah.
I went to a show recently without the intention of getting, you know, just went. And it was so nice to just like sit there and actually watch a show and enjoy other people.
Without the pressure of knowing that you're going, I like that too.
Oh, yes.
Nice. That can be
and
fun.
And I was able to just be like, oh, right. This is like an incredible thing.
Yeah. People should come watch this.
We get to do it. Yeah.
If you're listening, go see comedy, you guys.
It's fun. It's fun.
Oh, man. I think Pepitone is my guy. He makes me laugh. He makes me laugh more than.
Yeah.
More than any, like, I laugh from a different place in my body than any other comic. Yeah.
From your soul, I think, really. Because he's, like, hateful and sad, but also brilliant, right?
And it's this dichotomy
and honest.
Of, and very kind, too.
Oh, God, Is he, where is he? Is he a New Yorker?
He's in L.A.
He's from New York, but he's in L.A.
He's here now, okay.
Yeah, he's an L.A. guy.
Good to know.
Yeah. Love him forever.
Yes.
Okay, question number two. What's in a name?
Ooh. That's a good question. I'll say this. The only thing, the first thing, because I'm just doing like the first thing that comes to my head. Like, my name is Deborah DiGiovanni, but DiGiovanni, which people panic about all the time, they cannot pronounce it, which is funny to me because it's phonetical.
You got to say it with a hand.
First of all. But it's also exactly how it's spelled. DiGiovanni. Boom. Right. Done. Mm-hmm. But people get very impressed with it. Oh, it's such a... But in Italy, D means son of and Giovanni means John. So basically, my name is Debbie Johnson. Basically. Do you know what I mean?
So that's, it's like, so
that's
funny.
Hilarious.
Yeah, it's not. But I like Deborah DiGiovanni better because then she sounds better, doesn't she?
She's very like
DiGiovanni because I thought it was Vani.
Yeah, it's actually, honest to God, it's one of those names you can say it either way. Like, I say DiGiovanni because that's how my father would say it. But like, when I'm DiGiovanni, it just, that's kind of a fast version. You know?
I never know the balance of like, that's because I also don't want to be like one of those white people that's like, can I get a quesadilla?
You don't want to pull one of those.
Totally, exactly.
Yeah.
Where you're like, I'm not going to put too much of a spin on it. That's why, like, honestly, if I say it, I do the Italian version. But that's why when someone says DiGiovanni, I'm like, yep, no problem. Got no problem.
Sure. Because you get it. We're just white.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Have you been to Italy?
No. Oh. It's not heartbreaking. But here's the thing. My mother is British.
Oh.
So
okay.
She's ruined everything. You know what I mean? Because like,
just by being British.
Because my dad, like, Italian and I'm French-Canadian, right? I was born in Quebec. And so my dad, Italian, French-Canadian, and his last language, he was the first person in his whole family to speak English. Hmm. And then he marries my British mother. She doesn't speak anything but English. And then we're like the last family. Like, we don't speak anything but English. And it's sad. Because all of my relatives are trilingual. Like, come on.
Wow.
Come on. Little children, like, they start Italian. And we go, no. Then they go French and you go, no. And then they're like, ugh, English. And you're like, I know! We're the savages. And it's a shame. Because you know what I mean? You learn it as a kid. Done. Boom.
I know. I wish I
had. Forever.
I wish. For everything.
But
for
an old woman, like as an adult, there's honestly, they say something in our brain, it's harder to learn a language as you get older.
Mm-hmm. I will say I'm learning a language right now. I'm teaching myself Spanish.
Oh, good for you.
And I think that there's some truth to that, but also I think that we tell ourselves that and it's actually easier to learn a language. I think because that's so institutionalized in our culture. Like, oh, it's easier for kids if you don't do it when you're young. But actually, I think when you're the benefit to learning a language older is that your English language is probably more extensive. Mm. So I think that you might have a little bit more of like an intuitive understanding of the other, because you see the ties between if it's a language that has roots in English.
Yeah, see, I'd love to learn Italian. I really would. A lot of my friends are bilingual in French. A bunch of my friends.
Oh, because Canada.
Yeah. So, and like a lot of, because Montreal has a big comedy scene, of course.
Yeah, yeah.
And so a lot of my pals kind of grew up in Montreal in comedy. And now, you know, then they moved over to Toronto or wherever. And like, at Just for Laughs, one of my pals, Niall Seguin, was one of the first comedians ever to do a gala in English and then another one in French.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and you know, it's actually very hard to translate jokes.
Yeah.
French is they switch the sentence. Like, instead of saying the hat is blue, they'd say hat blue is. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
So all of his jokes, it's quite hard actually to translate English to French.
That seems almost impossible in comedy because comedy is so about the phonetics.
Totally. French language comedy is very different. It's very like the French, even like, I think this is what also kind of relates it to Parisian, to, you know, France, French as well. They like clowns. They love a funny
broad
act. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, this
it's
is
very absurd.
Yeah, mime. Totally.
Yeah.
And that's still very Quebecois.
And you know, I'm behind all of that except the mimes.
Yeah, me too.
I can't stand
clowns.
Mimes.
Yeah, although you know what? Funny clown, like, I know some people that are clowns and they're like, they're good. You know what I mean? Not clowns.
I agree.
Exactly.
I think that we need to like give clowns a fucking break.
Absolutely.
I feel like ever since John Wayne Gacy, clowns have gotten a real raw deal in this country.
Deservedly.
Deservedly so.
In that case, yes. But I feel like my entire life, everyone's been hating on clowns.
There's this clown duo in Canada. They're called Mump and Smoot, and they're called terror clowns. They're horror clowns.
Oh, that
and
sounds
they
awful.
Are fucking brilliant. They're brilliant.
They're
scary and weird, but very, very
but
funny.
But then who is that for? That's not for kids, obviously.
No, gosh, no. Oh, no. Do not hire them for your birthday party. You're going to have terrified children. Yikes. But that's what it is, too. It's like clowns for birthday parties. That's not clowning.
No.
I mean, that's not doing clown, right? Like, it's, you know.
I will say that.
You're making balloon animals.
One time in high school, one of my best friends at the time and I, I'm still friends with Linda Poloff. I don't know if you're listening, but we, we did true clowning.
Yeah.
We just
It's got, a different thing.
We did true, like, we dressed up as clowns mm-hmm. and we just drove around our suburbs mm-hmm. and just, like, inserted ourselves in, like, absurd.
Stop.
Like, we were at the library and people were studying and we were just, like, standing there. Cool. And, like, it was so fun. I think clowning requires spontaneity.
It does. A friend of mine in Toronto, her name is Sandra Battaglini. She's fabulous. She does clowning. And it is, I'm telling you, she's brilliant. Because the whole thing with, like, some, like, aspects of clowning is when you, honestly, when you put the red nose on, you're not allowed to speak.
Yeah.
So they're not, so red nose on means no verbiage. And I'm telling you, fucking Christ, she's brilliant.
Yeah.
I mean, it just, I just once saw her, you have to, she, clown on, and I just saw her take an audience member and feed him a banana. And it was, I'm telling you, you scream with laughter, like, well, I don't even want to laugh again. And it's still... Yeah.
I mean, people who can tell a whole story without speaking is incredible.
Yeah,
I saw Marcel Marceau a long time ago, and like he blew my fucking mind.
Right?
Wow. Yeah.
Because that's it. Because we all depend. Like, that to me would be like terrifying to me. Do you know if someone
says
to have your words taken from
someone
you,
says don't speak, or even like, you know, I would, that would have a breakdown. I would literally have a breakdown.
It's almost like a one person dance show.
Yes,
or
totally,
something.
Totally.
Yeah,
totally,
it's very impressive. Definitely. But why do we hate mimes?
I don't know.
Oh, I do.
Marcel Marceau's a mime. I mean, I thought...
I like him.
That's what I think of when I think of him.
I think, again, it's just one of those things that it's like the child party clown and like the mime in the park is what people think of, and that's more they think of.
You're thinking of common mimes.
A mime's always trying to put you in a box and drop an anvil on your head. A mime is constantly trying to kill me with these cartoon setups.
This is it.
But aren't they killing themselves usually?
Oh.
I don't want to watch a suicide.
No, okay. Do you see where we went from what's in a name? Look at that.
Exactly.
Guys.
Did Pee Wee study my, like, clowning?
Oh, he must have.
Because of, like, we rewatched Pee Wee's Big Holiday, and if you haven't seen it, it's amazing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So highly recommend it. Yeah. But, like,
our boy Joe Manganiello.
Yeah, he's all over it. He's amazing. Mm. But, like, watching Paul Rubens, like, do a reaction to something, he does 7 different reactions to the same thing in the span of 15 seconds.
Right.
And just like to watch like the array of weird little emotions that he goes through is like, it's so fun to watch him because it also like, he's such a cartoon character, but he's real and he's with real people in his world. And like, it's such a, I was watching it and just thinking about like what a weird line that is to get to walk with that character to make it believable, but also so weird at the same
and
time.
And lovable. Like, really lovable.
Yeah. There's this one take, like, halfway through the movie where, like, he does this thing with a balloon that lasts for, like, 4.5 minutes. And it is, like, the funniest thing.
I'm just laughing thinking about it.
I know, right?
And it's completely, it's completely silent. And
it's
like,
totally anti-comedy, too. Yeah. Like, it's that thing where it's, like, not funny and then it is funny again. It's very, like, Pee-wee is very vaudevillian.
Yeah.
Very vaudevillian.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah.
I feel like mimes are, like, the original, like, oppressed white male because they're, like, they're putting themselves in a box, meaning, like, I can't get out.
Yeah. Just walk. You're on stage and everyone's watching you.
Yeah. You can leave at any time.
You're silent.
But anyway,
you're not the silent majority. Yeah. Nice.
Oh, man. Thank God we talked about mimes on this.
Yeah.
Really,
I was really fun. Take that off the list. Take that off the list.
Okay.
All right. What's the next question? I'm excited.
Fucking stupid.
This one's dumb.
Yay.
You going to do it?
Yes. Okay. When doves cry.
Oh my God. Okay. How upset were you when you heard that Prince had to land his plane? Like, be honest.
Wait, what happened?
That?
Wait,
no, what happened? Apparently he had a bit of a cough. He had a little cold and he demanded they land a plane. You gotta love that.
That sounds like
you gotta love Prince because this is, but you know, when doves cry, I mean, that's like, that's high school for me, guys. That's the thing.
Yeah.
That
were you really into Prince?
I always loved Prince, but I wasn't like, I have a friend, my friend Mark Paris, that is ridiculously into Prince. Like, I think he sees him, I can think he follows him a bit. Like, he just loves him. But I'll say this. I shot an independent movie. I didn't shoot it. I was there, a part of it. And Prince has a house in Toronto. And he always did. He loves Canada. And he always had a home in Toronto. And we shot at his house.
Whoa.
It's in the very expensive neighborhood of Toronto.
Yeah.
And, you know, we were like in the, you know, certain area. And they kind of had marked everything off. And they're like, you can't go into these certain areas. But there was one point where every bathroom was taken. And we were doing, you know, costume changes and whatever. And so they said, okay, Deborah, you can go downstairs into the bathroom.
Oh my God.
I went into Prince's private salon.
Whoa.
Like,
no fucking
literally
way.
A Whoa. Salon. And it was purple.
Of course.
It was a full salon. double sinks, the salon chairs.
No,
the hair blower, the thing that goes that you pull down onto your head.
Yeah,
the bathroom was as big as my apartment is now. I mean, no, bigger.
Purple wallpaper.
It was everything was it was lilac, but it was definitely purple.
Oh,
and the tile was purple. Everything was, and there was there were 25 doors, and I was like, what are all these doors? And so it was just like opening, and there's the bidet, there's the shower that shoots at the walls, there's this suntan room. It was ridiculous. Gosh. I wasn't allowed to take pictures, but I took them in my heart.
Thank God you got to
see it,
experience that.
Do you know what I mean? I was just like, I'm at Princess House. I'm at Princess House. It was ridiculous.
Why did you shit on Prince's toilet?
Yes,
you have
sat on his throne.
Wow,
if
so you shared butt terms
yes,
with Prince.
Pretty much.
That's awesome.
Celebrity bathrooms and closets are so awesome.
Oh, yeah. Bathrooms are already awesome. I love. I mean, bathroom like real estate porn. Good bathrooms. Come on,
right? Mm-hmm.
I could just. Oh my God, what is that? I just want to look at tubs and pretty things.
It's so much more luxurious than any other part of the house.
Absolutely. But closets too are good.
Mariah's closet. Yeah.
I can't even imagine.
She has. I'm basing this from the Cribs, which I've been thinking about for the last decade.
Sure. It's probably just better now.
Yeah. It's better. Probably better now. Built on it. Okay. So we're talking about a full size, it would be large for a room.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just her shoe closet.
Oh, God. Come on.
Yes. Multiple, and it's like a shoe store where it's just like separated by color, size, whatever.
I was
then in the
ask,
middle,
color or chronological.
Style,
or like,
okay. Chronological. Yeah. Then in the middle, she has a fainting couch where she can just lay and drink champagne.
She does though. You know that she does.
I know.
For a day,
of course. Without because you're exhausted after looking around in there for 5 seconds. Yeah. You're just like, I need to lay down.
I mean, isn't that just the dream to just have a fainting couch where you can just look upon your closet?
Oh my God. Wow.
I'm going to put like a tiny stool in mine. A fainting stool.
Yeah.
I can just rest. Rest and
just
swig
take a
whiskey.
Break. Just take a break.
I mean, Paris Hilton has a nightclub in her closet.
What?
Yes. In that movie, the, what's it? Oh my God. What's
Or they steal
ring,
stuff?
The ring, bling, ring. They bling, ring. Shoot in her actual house. And her closet's sick as fuck anyway, too. Like, you know.
Of course.
Jewelry. It would have to be.
Of course.
Then there's a secret door that opens a staircase that goes down into a functioning nightclub.
Stop it.
In her closet.
Why don't we have this?
I know.
Tell me. You know when people say money doesn't buy happiness? You are wrong, my friend.
Exactly. Yeah.
Are you kidding? It buys you closets with nightclubs. Come on. I wonder what do you think Beyonce's closet
looks
God.
Like? Oh my
it's
God.
A, I'll
like
never
a separate,
know.
Yeah, she has
its own
house.
Oh my God.
You probably have to take a
I bet she has servants down there.
Oh my God.
And they're never allowed to come upstairs.
They're like a whole nation.
Yes, I swear to God. Constantly dancing. They never stop dancing.
God.
Yeah.
Oh my Lord.
Great.
She sprays them with a water gun if they stop.
They just hear formation.
Oh my God, yes. Oh my God. Oh God. Let's all think about that later by ourselves.
Oh my God.
That is
just one of the closets.
Yeah. Fun.
Okay. Where?
Oh.
Where does everybody know your name?
Canada. Honestly, it's true. I'm very lucky. Like that, the show I was telling about with Justin, that show was very popular. It started in 2006 and ended in 2013. Mm-hmm. And Canada's gigantic, but the population is like a quarter of what it is here, right? So like there's not as many people. And so Canada gets very sort of excited about anyone they see on television.
Right.
Not like we still get excited here, but it's very different there. So it's like maybe not specifically my hometown of Toronto, but like if I was to go to, you know, like Charlottetown, Prince Edward Island, and you know, in the East Coast. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, there were years, honest to God, there were years where my friends would be like, okay, Deborah, we're going to walk ahead and we'll see you in a minute because because kids would be like, Deborah, they would run over it. Yeah,
so
seriously.
Cool.
There was about like 3 years of that.
Is it still
then,
like fun?
It's very fun. That's a good time.
Yeah,
I'm not going to lie to you.
Any creeps or anything?
I'll tell you about that. Yeah, for sure. Definitely some creeps. But it was short lived because then the show went off the air in 2013 and all those, because they're kids. Kids, right? Like they're 12 years old and now they've stopped. And the first person that ever said, are you Deborah Giovanni? Was like 12. And I'm like, this is interesting.
Wow.
Yeah. And you know, and now the nice thing about it though is like, when I go home and I do shows in Canada, a lot of it's like, I used to watch you and I grew up with you on Video on Trial. And it's true. They started at 12 and now they're like, you know, whatever, 22
that's so cool.
or whatever.
That's
fancy.
Yeah,
awesome.
So that's kind of
awesome.
Neat.
You're like the original YouTube star.
This,
like,
right?
12
years. Yeah. Seriously. And there was like, there's a little pack of us that happened for a couple of years. And that was very fun. Definitely you get weirdos, right? Mm-hmm. Like I had, and I actually just found this a couple years ago. You know, like in Facebook, like there are certain areas that you're like, how I've never never seen this before. Like, you've got like messages and places that you're like, where
filtered,
did this come from?
And then there was like the secret filter
and the archons
folder.
And stuff. You're like, what? I found about a year ago, I found like a thread of two boys from 2012 that were talking about how they were going to kill me.
Oh my God.
Seriously. Holy shit.
Yeah, and they knew.
Together?
Yeah, they had
And they had messaged you into
it? They had like put, you know when you put your name in and it,
they tagged you.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it, like I think in 2012 they weren't aware that they were tagging me.
Whoa.
And I found this last year and they were, and the really scary thing is too, is that they knew the grocery store that I went to.
Holy shit. God.
And they're like, oh yeah, we see her at this on this street. And I was like,
oh my God.
And like, I mean, you know, years had gone. I found it in 2015, so obviously, you know, everything is fine. But yeah, they were talking about what they were gonna what kind of like drugs they would need to knock me out.
What?
And yeah, and I was just like, holy
fuck is
like
wrong
what
with
do
people?
I know. I was like, what do I do with that? Like, do I do something with
that? Yeah, because it's like 3 years
Yeah,
old
I know. Years, and I was like, are they, and you know, and then there's that like, are you kidding? If you're kidding, that's not funny.
Yeah, these
like,
are jokes.
Not at all. So yeah.
I mean, every you probably blocked them. Right?
Oh goodness. Yeah, but it was like, you know, it was like 3.5 years later, but it was still a very creepy thread to read. I was like, oh, two boys wanted to murder me. That's nice to know.
Oh,
yeah, so that's a little weird, you know?
I guess like a certain percentage of people just suck.
Yeah.
So
oh,
if
God,
you're
yeah.
like a publicly recognizable person. Yeah. Like, I guess
anyone, you know, that's the weird thing, too, because, like, I mean, think about it. Have you ever written to someone and said, I hate you? No, because we're not crazy.
No, yeah,
only crazy people do that. And then there's also, too, like the area of like would get a lot of people where, you know, the kind of like this sort of it's a little sad, like where they think they know you and you're like,
oh, yeah, that shit creeps me out.
It's a little
weird,
isn't it? And it's like, God bless you. I want you to keep watching. Yay. But it's still just that like. You know, I don't know you, right?
I
and like,
can't help
and
you.
Yeah, I can't. Because I have right now, and she continues. She continues on right now. And she writes me all the time. And it's always just like, you know, I love you so much, Deborah. And, it, you know, what do you, you just, you make my life worth living. And it's like,
that's a lot of responsibility.
And it's very, never at all. Yeah. And it's kind of like, and you know, and I know I'm not the only person that she does it to, but it's just like, it's, there's a sadness to it too, that it's kind of like, I don't know you. I don't know you. And it's, it can be weird.
Yeah.
You know? But I think that's just online stuff now.
Yeah.
I mean, on Twitter, you get things or like, I mean, the amount of hatred that you get sometimes,
yeah,
it's like, you don't know me. How do you hate me this much, you weirdo?
They just, I think,
you know?
They just hate themselves that
much.
Oh,
God. Yeah. They have
to. It's just
they
leaking.
Have to,
you know? Just leaking out of
them. Yeah. My favorite little, this happened recently, my favorite little troll situation once, maybe this was like 6 months ago. Mm-hmm. I had someone just come on and decide that that's it. They're going to go after me. So, started with some really mean, like just really like venomous tweets, and I was like, "Oh, okay." And then a couple hours,
you just like wake up in the morning.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Good morning. Oh, you know, and that's
yeah.
God.
And then a couple hours passed, and then she wrote me back, and she was like, "You know what? I just looked at your feed, and I looked at who you are, and you seem like a really nice person. I'm gonna leave you alone."
Whoa.
And I was just like, "Okay,
okay."
I was like, "Thank you," but then like I couldn't help it. I was just like, I wish you'd rethink what you're doing to everybody. You should leave everyone alone.
Yeah, like what you
is
came
that your
on and
job?
Just like picking different targets. Because
that's it. She had no idea who I was.
Yeah.
And then she just decided this one. And then took a moment to just look up and go, oh, she seems nice. I don't need to destroy her. And it was like,
why
I just find that very strange.
That's got to be like some kind of mental illness.
It is.
That's now has
it
this
has
new
to be.
Way of manifesting.
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Where you
Absolutely.
Just single people out.
And anonymity is makes everything worse.
Oh, it's worse.
Now you can do whatever you want.
It's just like, I'm sorry, but like, if you're going to write something mean, just go jerk off.
Yes.
Yeah.
That helps
you know I mean?
Everything. Or pet a dog
or
something.
Something.
You know
that's what they should make for Twitter. Like every time they have a filter where you start writing something abusive and it just like clicks over to porn.
Yes. Exactly. Oh my God.
You're and like
dream.
Nice porn. Not
exactly.
Like some nice gentle
not
porn.
Not
the stuff
that'll give you a bad dream.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe
yeah,
like
puppies.
Or maybe a link to Seamless with a promo code.
Yeah. Just like great. Come on, Twitter. You can at least do that.
Pretty bathrooms. Just pictures of pretty bathrooms.
Yeah,
it's
Prince's bathroom every time.
Amazing.
Exactly.
Okay, we have one more. We gotta go to break, but I want to ask this one.
Okay. All right.
Why do you do comedy?
Oh, that's a good one. Why do we do comedy? I think because I kind of had to. I'm one of those comics where I just had to. You know, I I didn't start comedy until I was 28. All right, and it was like 8 years of all my friends going, "You should do comedy." And I mean, I was too scared. And you know, Barb and I were talking earlier. Like, I started improv to kind of find my way into stand-up. But why do I do it? It's just, Oh, it's all the cheesy stuff. It's all the corny stuff. Like, I've, you know, God damn it. The first time I stood behind a microphone, it was just that moment of like, oh, I'm home. Is this home? Yeah. Is this it right now? Like, there's nothing. I'm still not bored. I've been doing comedy 16 years, mm-hmm. and I'm still not bored of comedy. And I'm bored of everything. I get bored of everything way too quickly. You know, and I was always at, like, quitting jobs 8 months. I got to go. I'm dying. Like, it's just that kind of thing. And it's just... I don't know. Like, it satisfies my soul. It's just, I still love it. I love making people laugh. I love to laugh. I just, it's the art, the only art that I've really ever just loved, 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 loved. And it's, yeah, I'm not, you know, I'm not one of those people that decided to do comedy. I think it just, I just had to do it. I had to do it. And it, I eventually finally got on stage and I feel, you know, calmer and happier. And like, I honestly am not sure I'd still be here if I hadn't started doing comedy. Like, it's just that, like, all those, it sounds dramatic and it sounds corny, but it's very, very true for me. So.
No, I don't think that's.
Yeah. And I think a lot of people, are on that. Sort of on the same side as me. But yeah, it's just the most meaningful thing I've ever done. And hooray, hopefully I never have to stop. So,
Did you fight the idea to start it for a long time?
Oh God, yeah. I was terrified. And I don't even know what I was scared of. Mm-hmm.
It
was
just like, weird to think about that, 'cause I was
like, why was I so scared?
Like,
and it was, I don't know why. I mean, I even like truly, when I was in college, I took art and I loved art, but I knew immediately, like the first day of art school, I was like, oh yeah, I've made a mistake. But as I went through 2 years in, I had literally had two separate professors that came up to me at the end of the year and they said, yeah, you're a beautiful artist, but you should be entertaining people. Because, you know, I'd have a presentation or something.
Yeah.
And then that would just make everyone laugh and whatever. And then, like, honestly, they were like, lovely, lovely, lovely. But have you thought of performing? And I ignored it for years and years and years and then finally got on stage.
I totally
when
get
I was,
that.
Yeah, 28 years old.
The only thing that I remember really from film school is, like, pitching.
Yeah.
Pitching ideas in
class.
Yes,
that was it.
It's my favorite
thing.
That was
the only way I knew I was going to pass a course.
Yeah.
If there was a presentation, I was like, "Is there a presentation? How much is the presentation worth? Is it? I'll make it. You know, tests, I'm gonna die, but presentation, I'll score.
Yeah.
So
that's so cool. That moment where you're like, oh, okay, this is it.
Is it.
I think everyone needs and deserves that. Yeah. I don't know if everyone finds that.
Absolutely. Like, do you know what now? And this is not in any way mean, but like, it makes me sad when people hate their job.
Oh,
my God. And it's also very much when you're just like, you don't have to hate your job, you know? Because I think that people, well, you know, someone's got to work at 7-Eleven. But to someone,
that's a fun job.
That's
fun.
A great job.
It's a great
job. To someone, they're excited to have a job. Mm-hmm. And that, you know, I just really, it's all so corny, but it's like life is way too short.
Yeah.
I had one job that I had that I hated, the janitor came up to me one day and said, you're too young to live for the weekend. And I was like, what? I mean, and he's like, you come in on Monday and you're desperate for Friday. And I was like, oh my God, you're right. And that's exactly it. Life is too short to live for the end of the week.
And why is that a radical notion? I mean, obviously on the coast, we have different culture out here, but like in so many places, that's like so radical.
I don't know. People don't think they're allowed to do what they want.
Right.
Do you know?
I know. That's what I love about getting older. So I'm like, I can do whatever
the fuck I want.
I have kids.
I think it's an American thing too, though. I think it's a very like Puritan.
Well, just like in general, the things that we as humans have, the way that we've made our lives is so dumb. I've been thinking about this election cycle, just being like, animals don't have elections. There isn't a president dog in the world.
Why did we do this?
What if there was? Amazing. Oh my God. But I also think it's like a generation of like our parents or your grandparents.
Yeah.
Like, excuse me, my mom and dad, like that's, you get a job, you do it, and that's all.
You work.
You don't. If you don't like it, too bad. You know, it's just okay. And that's, and I think that's a very, it's a, you know, a 50s thing.
Where it's like coming out of the depression.
Yes,
where you're like,
absolutely,
just
get a job, make a paycheck, and that is all.
Yeah.
Oh, and you don't like it, too bad. You enjoy your weekends or whatever. Yeah. And that's, I think so. I think, I mean, obviously now that's changing. Now people are realizing you can love what you do.
Well, not
also,
too many people.
Yeah. Not too many people.
Yeah.
Calm down. Comedy's not for everyone.
Themselves.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
But it's true. And it always breaks my heart when someone hates the job.
Oh, I know.
Yeah.
Yeah, everyone quit.
Yeah.
If you're listening
to
this,
do it now. Quit now. Quit today.
Get the fuck out there.
The lady-to-lady uprising begins now.
Yes! Yes!
Right, we'll be back in a second.
We are back. I'm Tess.
I'm Brandy.
I'm Barbara. We're here with Deborah
DiGiovanni.
Oh, you guys, beautiful.
We're going to do lady problems. If you have one, write to us at ladytolady@maximumfun.org.
Yeah. Gee.
I get it.
This is probably more of a Bieber song. Lady,
Bieber song.
Yes, you do.
That was amazing.
Thank you. Oh, thank you. Do you like that?
Yeah, that's good.
All right. Hello, ladies. My lady problem is simply one of my closest friends at school is one of the most infuriating people that I know. Mm. We became friends at the beginning of the year, bonded over shared interests, tastes, jokes, etc. It was all good and fine. We mutually enjoyed each other's company, learned things about and from each other, and explored this new college life together. I like this girl for who she is, though I can't help but resent her at the same time for a multitude of reasons, which is an impossible thing to balance. She will blatantly steal ideas that I share with her, or things that I say, and then say them to others as if they were her own original thoughts. Oh. I know imitation is the most sincere form of flattery or some shit like that, but it's also incredibly annoying. This girl is also incredibly focused on image. Being perceived a certain way is everything where we are, but this can also affect how she acts when we are around other people. She will also often act as if the things I say are lame or weird in front of others to keep up this image. This makes me uncomfortable and sad. I'm aware of the fact that she has insecurities and wants to start fresh in college, but I also have insecurities and do not appreciate these subtle remarks or glances. She's also a person that is constantly on their phone and invested in social media, but will not reply to texts and then gets annoyed when I get frustrated by that, making me feel like I'm a clingy, worthless friend. I'm sure you are all unanimously wondering why I'm even still friends with someone like this. Yep. but we do get along and have fun together when there isn't tension created by the aforementioned issues. Also, I could be entirely biased given that I am half of this troubled relationship. She could be feeling the exact same way, though I don't know if she is. Have any of you had experience with a relationship like this? And what do ladies think is my best move? Thank you all very much. XOXO.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I mean, I sound like it's not like your oldest friend in the world right
now.
No. I think you guys are probably not destined to be that close forever.
No. I think there's a thing that happens because you're freshman in college. When you go to college, you start trying to recreate a family because you just came from a family had before. So this is you. I'd be very curious if any of these are things that people from your home life do at all to you too, and this is just you kind of normalizing in some way. That happens a lot.
Oh yeah, yeah. If it's something that you carried on.
Yeah, and you might not even realize it. You're just like, oh, this stuff is really annoying. Oh, this is what my brother does.
Yeah, yeah,
shit.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, but like, I think there's probably a lot of like, you found this person. She's going to be your lifeline because this is all uncharted territory for you guys now. But as somebody that has had like a college friend that I was good friends with, that I you excuse a lot of things about that person because you think that that's all you have, but your world is so new and open. If she's being shitty to you, you don't need her.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And I mean, I think the thing with college, I mean, certainly I've had friendships that have, you know, shades of this in them. And I will tell you that what happened was that I let them go on for too long and then eventually stopped them and wish that I had stopped them sooner.
Yeah.
Yeah. And college, like the great thing about college, whether you're fucking people or befriending them, is that there's just plenty of everything.
You go on Tinder, say you're looking for friends.
Yeah. Like the normal people do.
Yeah.
No, I mean, there's plenty of people for you to befriend in college. And I, God, there's so many people, like, especially your freshman year.
Yes.
This girl's going to be like a footnote
to
you.
Man, go throw some frisbees in the quad or whatever.
Oh my. Yeah.
What happens still?
Go find some clubs for interests. Yeah.
Wrap a sweater around your shoulders. Is that what they still do? But I think that finding girlfriends is way harder than finding a romantic relationship or whatever.
Really,
you know what I mean?
Like, yeah.
I find that like, friends is harder.
Yeah.
It's, you know, because they're probably going to last longer than any romantic relationship. Do you know what I mean? Or that's at least what you're setting them up to be. So I think that can be. So don't settle for sure.
No.
You know, we do enough settling in our lives, and I think that's tricky. I don't know, like, if you talk about it either. Like, I don't, because that's also hard as well.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, I know that no one likes confrontation. Nobody likes confrontation.
Yeah.
Especially about this kind of thing where she obviously has talked to her about it before and it hasn't gone well.
Yeah.
Well, and like, my vibe I'm getting from this is like, this girl just bugs you.
Yeah.
Like, you're not a friend. Like, just ditch her. Like, I mean, and maybe that's easier said than done if you guys live in the same dorm or something like that. Like,
But you can go out and do other stuff. I mean, I would
just gently
do the slow
distance. Don't throw down, but just do like kind of a, or involve other people. I mean, it sounds silly, but like the old fashioned, like, list of pros and cons, write it down.
Yeah.
If cons is more than pros, get rid of her. Done. Done. That's it. I mean, seriously, that's all. Because I think, especially, you know, you're first year college, I think, you know, you're lonely and you're looking for people. I mean, I know this. I mean, didn't we all move to LA at some point?
Yeah.
You know, mm-hmm. where it's like you're looking for people and then mm-hmm. you might grab a couple at the beginning and then later go, oh, no, I don't want you. But that, and, yes. that's, and that happens. You
pull
know?
Some tires out when you're
lonely. You're lonely and mm-hmm. whatever and yeah. you know, might be a little freaked out and scared. So it's like, don't be mad at yourself for picking the wrong person either. You know, just no, gently distance yourself.
Yeah. Yeah. This can be a soft breakup. Yeah, I think you can just fade to black. Like I like to just.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
And maybe she makes sense as like in an acquaintance circle of yours. Yeah. And you see her for some stuff.
Do you know
stuff.
What my therapist calls that? Light and lively.
Light like, and
you
lively.
Need to have some people that you just hang with every once in a while.
Yes.
And then
yes.
you have your real girlfriends, yeah. your real
She sounds
friends.
Like yes. she's fun probably yeah. like once every few months.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And like we all mm-hmm. know those people here. Like, yeah, I can see them like once
yes.
a year.
You know, you have people that take in small doses. She might be one of them.
Yeah. She's a small dose friend. Yeah, totally. Yeah. There's some redeeming qualities. The fact that you mentioned her on her phone means that like, she just gets on your nerves, though. That to me, as soon as she said that, I was like, "Yeah, this girl bugs you.
Yeah,
you're not friends."
You know what, though, the one thing that really makes me go, "Oh," like, and I bet we've all had this when people adopt your saying,
"Oh yeah,"
or "Ooh," and it's and then they use it as their vernacular. Like, no,
that's
me, mm-hmm. and that, I think that happens to comedians a lot.
Yes,
definitely, because we're clever. You know what I mean?
And we can't think blame people.
We can't. We're really dynamic humans. I understand, but
I mean, single white female behavior is always. I shouldn't have to say this, but certainly a red fucking flag.
Yeah. If she kills your puppy, get the fuck out.
Yeah. Also, like, I'd just be curious. She's like one of your closest friends and she's treating you in all these annoying ways. Like, I feel like she also, this could be me just projecting in some way, but I feel like I could see her also being like shitty about you making new friends, you know? So I could see her like being a little possessive and blocky with all of this stuff too. So like, put her... Get some boundaries with this girl.
Yeah, I think it's going to require ignoring a few texts.
Yeah.
She might get
butthurt.
Being busy.
Is good. Can't. I'm busy. Yes. One word answers for a bit.
And if she gets butthurt, she gets butthurt. She's doing your work for you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And exactly. like, I know you're in the middle of this, so I don't want to like belittle her problem by
Absolutely.
Any means.
No.
But I like cannot think of a person that I hang out with from my freshman year of college. Because I had friends before that.
Oh, God,
but
yeah.
I mean, like,
one of my best friends I met my freshman year of college. But
I have a couple of my really good friends from my freshman year, but there are people that were really close to me then that aren't
that
at all
like,
now.
You know,
a lot of people.
I mean, I've always been of the opinion that like you have maybe less than 10 truly good friends in your entire life.
Oh my God, yeah.
Yeah, like you're a rich person if you have that many.
Totally.
You know,
totally.
Most people don't even have that.
I also think too that it's like, I think as we get older, mm-hmm. about every 5, or this is maybe just me, but every 5 to 7 years, mm-hmm. you have a bit of a shedding of people in your life mm-hmm. that are maybe just not on the same page as you anymore. And when you see them, it's lovely.
Yeah.
But then it's like, I think that kind of happens as you get older too.
I think
it's just like people that you're like, mm-hmm. we don't have the same interest anymore or what, and it's not an enemy. You're not mad at them. It's just like you kind of move on. And you're right.
Yeah.
End your life. If you have 5 good friends, mm-hmm. Jesus.
Totally. I think there's like two kinds of friends. I think there's like the kind that like you're friends because you're going through something similar and like that.
Yeah.
And then there's the ones who you can see like not see for 3 years and then you're right back.
You know? Exactly.
Right back.
And those
kind
of sort themselves out.
Yeah,
like
totally.
If that's that friend and that's that friend. And like you both know that's how it's always gonna be and that just will be.
Yeah. Totally. I mean, don't you? I definitely like one of my first roommates at college, we're still friends. She lives in England. We maybe email twice a year.
Yeah.
But I'm telling you, I still consider one of my best friends.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Because it just is. If we see each other, it's exactly back to like this is never, but we don't pretend that we're gonna talk on the phone once a month. We don't do that. It's just we don't, you know?
No.
Usually at birthdays. We have an extended email, little whatever, and then we go on from there.
I will say too to this gal who wrote in about meeting new friends, like don't be scared to reach out to people, you know, even if somebody who's I'm still like trying to reconnect with people and mm-hmm. I'm just like reaching out way more, just saying hi over text, like hey what's up, you know, just that little stuff to people, or like somebody you meet like a class who you think might be cool, just don't mm-hmm. be afraid to
especially in college. I don't know if you live on campus, but I think that's such an environment where it's like so culturally acceptable for you to mm-hmm. always be kind of like reaching out to people to socialize, like
definitely don't feel like you've defined yourself in your freshman year of college. Like this is your chance to explore without any real consequence in a lot of ways.
And I also think
you
like, you know, the cheesy part of it too, like chances are you talk to somebody, they are probably thrilled you're talking to them.
Yes.
I mean, seriously, like I think I really doubt that you're going to reach out to someone and they're going to be like, get the fuck away from me. Like I doubt that's going to happen, mm-hmm. you know? So
they're
probably pretty excited to be spoken to. Yeah. Right?
You know? Yes. Yeah. And if they do react that way, fuck them. You don't want to know them anyway.
And thank you very much for doing that in the first 5 seconds. You know what I mean? Now we're done.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Yeah. You just told me which box you're in.
Yeah.
Well, and I'm drop an anvil on your head.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, enjoy that meal plan while you can.
Yes.
Oh, my God. And also, fuck a ton of dudes. Oh,
yes,
God.
Get on that dick.
Oh, the regrets. Go for it.
It doesn't matter if it's in a bunk bed or if it's roommate.
We don't care.
Fuck a bunch of ladies if you're into ladies.
Exactly. I don't care who you fuck. Just fuck.
Fuck something.
Yeah. Fuck, fuck, fuck.
Fuck something.
Find some flesh and sit on it.
Fuck, fuck.
Deborah, where can people find you online?
Website Deborah DG, DEBRADG. And then on Twitter, it's my full name. I'm so sorry. Deborah DG Giovanni. Yeah.
You got follow her, see her so live funny. In LA. She's so fucking funny. Yay! One of my favorite people to watch.
Yay!
And thank you so much for the show.
Pleasure is mine. This has been a lot of fun.
Thank you.
Thanks so much.
See you guys next week.
Bye-bye.
Can't get enough of us? Subscribe to our Patreon for exclusive bonus content, access to our first 100 episodes, and more. Go to patreon.com/ladytolady now to sign up. As little as a dollar a month keeps a roof over the glam cave and keeps you laughing, even when your coworkers stare. That's patreon.com/ladytolady.
And don't forget to follow us on social media. We're on Twitter and Instagram at Lady to Lady Comedy. Join our Facebook group, Lady to Lady Podcasts, to chat with other fans about episodes or even post your own lady problems. Check out our website, ladytoladycomedy.com, for show notes, videos, and merch.
And follow our individual accounts, Babs Gray, Brandazzle, and Testify Barker for jokes and info and where you can see us perform live. And if you want to send us snacks, stickers, or a lock of your own hair, I don't know, whatever, our P.O. Box is 412-794 Los Angeles, California, 90041. And please, leave us a review on iTunes, but only if you like us.
We love you.
We love you.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye.